Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Just a moment or two or three or four of your time so that we can help you through the day. This is the DJV way to help you through the day. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here, the J in the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is well here as well. It's swell to have all you folks around the world listening to this. The one message is sometimes we have a tough day. I had a tough day yesterday, and we have them. And I have decided that a good mantra for this, anytime you have a bad day, is that anything can be overcome. Even when it seems like you have nowhere left to turn, nowhere to go, there is a solution waiting for you. So the business here with the COVID or whatever other things are going on, some of us have private things. Some of us have things that everybody else is going through. But when you encounter adversity and stress that erodes your optimism, normally I'd say we were all very optimistic. You would just say, ladies, this is the whole
really
mantra behind the program is that it's optimistic. You know, there are some things that are very difficult to overcome. And we're seeing a collision of all that stuff right now. Mercury's just gone into retrograde.
Oh, great.
That ought to be pleasant. Well, it depends on how you take it. But I will tell you that in truth, there's no situation so dire, no challenge so great, no choice so bewildering that it can't be overcome. So believe in yourself. Believe that. Don't think that all the avenues have been closed. I don't know what to do. I certainly have gone there. But coming up with efforts, I've been blessed by having great friends and people who care about me and what's going on in my life and how the work on the farm is going and saving it and working it through. Listen, there's nothing about this time in our lives that we will ever forget. I think that pretty much goes without saying. So, Jen, what about COVID? Do we have some COVID things that in your mind are different? Is there anything new? I saw a reinfection of somebody. Is this the first time? What would be the description or the definition of reinfection is you've had it once and now you've got it again, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know if this is the first one because I remember a couple of, like maybe a month or two ago, there was another instance of that.
I don't remember.
People just don't know how long the antibodies are going to last. So
how long do you think? Do you feel like you've had it? That's how I kind of came to you with this. Do you feel like you're over it? Do you feel really good? Do you feel like you got something out of the experience of having COVID?
I think I'm less afraid than I was. I was very afraid when I had it because there's a lot of fear-mongering in the media. Yeah. You try to get information when you're home with that diagnosis and you're ready to throw yourself out the window because every story in the media is about how you're going to die, you're going to have long-term damage,
so
all of these things.
So irresponsible, my God.
And, you know, the
truth long-term damage thing is, from what they've studied so far, that could be very true. So
right.
It
could be for some people. But I'm telling you what, when you get that positive diagnosis and all you see is that, it's a tremendous amount of fear-mongering for something that only has like a 1% death rate, essentially, at this point. So I think that there needs to be a little more optimism. There needs to be some reports about what we can do once we get that diagnosis to make things better for ourselves so that we can get the best possible outcome. Unfortunately, that's not happening, at least that I have seen so far. I thought the funniest headline that I saw yesterday, and funny in a way that is ironic, it's not laughable, is new CDC study finds majority of those infected with COVID-19 always wore masks. Okay.
Huh? So say that again?
This is a headline from the CDC that released a study the other day. It was on the 12th that this came out. New CDC study finds majority of those infected with COVID-19 always wore masks.
Huh?
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
I wore a mask. I still got sick. And so it appears to it's more conflicting data and facts and opinion.
Well, that's the CDC.
What wearing a mask actually does.
The stock and trade there is to contradict themselves each day.
I also think when people are surveyed, they went, oh, I was always careful. I always wore a mask. I think people don't want to admit that they were careless. I mean, that's based on someone stating to a doctor or a survey taker, yeah, you know, I always wore a mask. Well, you didn't. So you were obviously exposed somewhere. You were someplace that you shouldn't have been, and that's what happens, whether you were outside and you were too close to other people or whatever. But I think I find a lot of flaws with anything with that headline.
Well, I find the CDC
The study found that 74.2% reported wearing masks always. 14.5% wore masks often. And the question is, are the cloth masks, and here's the thing, this is a real question. I know the cloth masks make people feel better, but are they really all of that effective? Because when you actually hear medical experts talk about it, it's the N95
mask
that actually
protects. There's one mask that is really effective, and that's the one that filters you down to 1 micron. Other than that, stuff can get out. And so you live with it. But there's a different psyche that works, for me anyway, on this, ladies. It is that it's polite. It makes you, there's a consciousness. You're thinking, when you put the mask on, you're thinking about others. At least that's the way I read it.
It's polite, but I think
it's
also controlling. And that's one thing that I think goes hand in hand with it. We have to acknowledge that it is
control. Not if you got a mind
control.
Of your own. Hopefully we're not all sheep, but the way things are now, it looks like there are a lot of sheep around when it comes to this, when it comes to voting. Let's stick with the CDC for a sec, though, if we may. There has been a focus on urging minority communities to get flu shots this year. Is it the obvious?
It's the threat of the
minority
pandemic.
Community has been, right, has been, the COVID thing has been tougher on minorities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, the numbers, you were talking about stats, Jennifer, about half of Americans get a flu shot every year. But there's a diversity gap in who's getting them. If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're Latino, according to Dr. Leandris Laberde at the CDC, you're looking at coverage about 40%. So that means we can do much better. What is we? What does that mean? You're going to go out and give them a shot? Fewer black children get the flu vaccine than children of other races. So why is that? If they're worried about black adults.
Medical coverage or awareness, I'm not sure. But this has become... Go ahead.
Well, I just wonder what the stats are on black children getting the flu. That would be an interesting comparative as to who gets the flu versus who gets the shot. But the black community has twice the rate of hospitalization for the regular flu than does the white population. That's interesting, because we knew it was that the COVID thing was disproportionate, but I don't know, the flu was as well. So you're going to see a lot of ads in the television, newspaper, wherever, reaching out to minority communities to try to educate them. And that's part of the whole educational system. And why it's necessary. Again, back to biology, perhaps, or teaching in health science in elementary schools. Are they teaching youngsters are they telling them they must get a flu shot? Or are they educating them how to think, what this flu shot will do for you? This is what it does. And if you don't take one, this is what might happen to you. You know, or present both sides so the kids know what to think. I think it was very interesting. My daughter and I were talking about Miles, my grandson, and what he knows, because he's now getting curious about people that he sees all the time. In a moment, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the battle for the Senate, as time allows here, coming up on 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in-rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so what happens if Biden wins next month? There are two different scenarios, right? The coattail thing, we were just talking about this off the air. Jennifer says not so fast because there are a lot of tight races.
I think the coattail thing, I've always... Okay, so what you're talking about is there like a wave, basically? Do people, if Biden wins, does it mean that the Democrats will take back control of the Senate? I think that the House tends to go more with those
Senate races that are pretty competitive.
Yeah. I really think it's up in the air. Trump could win. Biden could win. I'm not even ready to make a prediction yet on that. Mm-hmm. But I do think the Senate races are pretty standalone, and there's some tight ones. Colorado, Maine, Arizona is huge. South Carolina, yeah. I mean, they're making a lot of money,
Michigan,
but I still think Lindsey Graham's going to win.
Iowa. You said
Iowa's another tight one.
South Carolina, Kansas, yeah. Alaska, yeah.
There's a lot of standalones. The one to really watch in Arizona is Mark Kelly against Martha McSally because it's a special election. So whoever wins takes office immediately.
Really? Why? What happened?
Because that's John McCain's old seat. Or,
oh,
I can't remember how
Virginia.
It all, like, yeah, it's somehow they take office right away.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, is there, it looks like the Democrats' best hopes are in Arizona and Colorado as I look at the, some of the info here. Kelly is, if you remember, married to Gabby Giffords. He was the astronaut, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's
which
running.
Makes him compelling. They're running really neck and neck. And from what I understand,
what are the issues? What are the is Trump an issue or is
they had Trump is actually winning in the state of Arizona. So he's not. He's another one who's not. I mean, it's very possible Trump wins Arizona and Mark Kelly wins the Senate seat. That's what I'm talking about. Like a lot of it can be independent from each other. But I do think that one of the things that caught him up is that he wouldn't answer on the court packing issue in their debate last week, and that didn't sit well with a lot of people in Arizona. So we'll see if that matters.
Right. All right, 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Average Avril.
Oh my God, you still messed it up.
What do you mean?
It's not Avril, it's Avril Lavigne.
Avril, average
there
Avril.
There you go. That's what I was trying to tell you. I'm not saying she's average. I'm trying to help you.
Thank you. I thought you said I was beyond help. You've said that many times.
That is true. I'm reminded now.
Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with Average Avril. Live streaming. One Republic and Alicia Cara have joined a lineup for the Lyme Disease live stream benefit concert. The event is set for the 24th of this month. Benefit the average Avril Lavigne.
Let's not call her average.
The Lavigne. Why? It's spelled L-A-V-I-G-N-E. How else would you pronounce that?
It's Lavigne.
French? What? I got that. But what other way could you... Did she make that up? Did she have another name? Or is that
her
real
name? It's her actual
name. It is. Okay. Why do you sound so put off with me? I'm asking questions
because
I don't know the
really
answer.
Does it matter if Avril Lavigne's real name is Avril Lavigne? She's doing a lot of good to help people who have
I'm not
suffering
disputing
from
that.
Lyme disease.
Let's focus more
on that.
Okay, boss. Rob Thomas and host Wilmer Valderrama. He's an actor from NCIS, right?
Or that 70s show where he's most famously known for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. See? I'm wrong again.
And Lindsay Lohan's old boyfriend.
Right, exactly.
Demi Lovato's longtime boyfriend.
Gets around.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you guys do this story? I'm just going to sit here and listen because I'm sick of talking about average April not being April or Avril or whatever her name is. So what are they doing?
Why is this difficult? Rob Thomas and Wilmer Valderrama are going to host, and it's the hashtag Fight Lyme with Avril and Friends. She's raising awareness and funds for Lyme disease because she has suffered with Lyme disease for a really long time. And so tickets and the merch bundles and VIP soundcheck passes are all on sale now. Ticket buyers can access the show using they're going to send you a link, basically, so you can replay the live stream for 48 hours on demand. So this is...
That wasn't so hard, was it?
She got Lyme disease from a tick bite in 2015, and so she has been, really ill. She thought she was actually going to die from it for a long time. So
I don't think they diagnosed her right away, either, did they?
I think they didn't
know
what it
was.
Having had Lyme disease, it's very difficult sometimes to figure out what it really is. Aches and pains and stuff that really hard time. Really, you got to have a blood test in order to figure it out. All right, next up here, coming up on 26 at the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, Niall Horan canceled all of his tour dates because of the obvious. But he's finding a way to play his new album, Heartbreak Weather, live. He's the only Irish member of One Direction, performing a ticketed live stream show next month to benefit his touring crew. He'll be joined by his full band on the 7th of November to perform a set at London's Royal Albert Hall. The audience-free concert will be streamed globally. There'll be a four-timed live stream set for different 8 o'clocks on the same day in different time zones. The only way to watch the concert is during the allotted live stream time. Won't be available on demand after it airs that first time. That's interesting. So is that up the value of the tickets? Do these people have the ability to pull in that kind of dough? One Direction is pretty popular, right? So
there'll be a lot of people
interested in it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tickets on sale next week. Let's see the 16th is Friday. Okay. Go on. And then what's the ticket for something like this cost?
I don't know the price of it. Yeah, they're usually not that bad. Yeah. So, and a lot of people have watch parties and stuff, and I'm sure that he'll raise a lot of money. I think it's nice that he's trying to support the crew, his touring crew and the band, because there's no way for them to make any money right now. Nope. All of the crews and union guys and, you know, and women who put together these concerts and tours, it's just a really hard time for them.
Yep. Interesting message, important, hopefully. 29 after the hour.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is in some hot water thanks to his son Hunter leaving a computer to be repaired and never showing up to claim it. After the tech learned what was on it, it was turned over to the FBI. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The New York Post is reporting that emails reveal that Hunter Biden introduced his then-father, Vice President Joe Biden, to a top executive at Burisma Energy less than 1 year before the elder Biden pressured government officials in Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company. The evidence recovered from a laptop computer flies in the face of Joe Biden's claim that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign said Wednesday there were no meetings on his official schedules in 2015 with a Burisma board member. Both Facebook and Twitter have blocked the story from their platforms. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So, you decide to go hiking in Utah. Cougars are probably the last thing on your mind. Think again. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away! Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall.
Kitty Kitty was probably hungry. Stargazers rejoice. The skies over the northern hemisphere will be a delight for the rest of the month, from meteor showers to a Halloween full moon and Mars in opposition. What that basically means is that Earth will be between the sun and Mars. Erica Page with KBTX Television in Bryan, Texas.
Is that Mars is at its closest point that it will be to Earth until 2035. So we've got another little bit of time before that happens again, which basically just means it's going to look really bright in the nighttime sky. Viewing tonight looks to be perfect.
Opposition began on October 6th when Mars was only 38.5 million miles away from the Earth. The Earth averages 93 million miles from the sun. Also, one of the largest meteor showers of the year is right around the corner, as Earth is passing through the debris field from Halley's Comet. The meteor shower is visible tonight and peaks on Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV program. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria here at the ready, at your service, and certainly on your side. Here's something that appeared on my Facebook page. This is from the When You Thought You Had Heard It All department. The fact that airplanes are sitting on the runways and tarmacs all over the world, big planes, gave the folks at Singapore Airlines an idea. Because the planes are sitting there doing nothing, they have sort of converted many of them to restaurants. So if you are somebody who's eager to take a trip on a plane, they're, and the tickets are being gobbled up, pardon the pun, to dine.
This can't be, and where is this? This is in Singapore, right? This is not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, I was going to say, because if there's no indoor dining, then you sure as heck shouldn't be sitting on an airplane.
Right. Why are you volunteering to sit in a little capsule of an airplane? Right. I don't know. That makes no sense.
It costs, this is, by the way, a big hit for them. Hundreds of passengers have paid $470 for a trip, quote unquote, on a double-decker Airbus that's just sitting on the tarmac. I thought that was
Qantas Qantas, you know, the one down in Australia.
Yeah,
they're selling tickets to go nowhere. So you fly around and you literally don't land anywhere. Who would want to do that? Are you that desperate to fly somewhere? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, the first tranche at this, 900 seats for two different trips in quotation marks, next week, sold out in a half an hour after the ad appeared in the Singapore national newspaper.
So you're eating airplane food, or is there like a fancy chef that's actually
bringing
the food?
No, it's a four-course meal in the first-class suite, and then you can buy cheaper food and sit in the back of the plane.
How gullible are people?
And here's the other thing I don't understand. Fine dining off of a sticky drop-down tray table? I mean,
right.
Yeah, really?
And you know they're just giving you airplane food that's been sitting
there
that they can't get rid of.
Somehow we've made it into the wrong business. Like, there are so many people that we could... I mean, these people are making money serving food on an airplane. How are we not figuring this stuff out?
Well, there we are. All right, so there's a vaccine update that we want you to know about. Victoria, do you have the details?
Yeah, so there's a late-stage clinical trial that's been going on with a company called Eli Lilly. And unfortunately, this is the second time this week we've heard about this. Eli Lilly has now paused over their vaccine trials over safety concerns. They have not specified exactly what happened or why they're doing this. Their vaccine is not actually a vaccine. It's one of those natural immune system boosters. And so it relies on antibodies, essentially. And this is similar to Regeneron, which is what President Trump received when he was at Walter Reed. So I'm not exactly sure, and it doesn't make me feel that confident. This isn't even a vaccine. This is just the immune booster shot. And so for whatever reason, they've had to shut it down because of safety concerns. Johnson & Johnson earlier this week, they're actually working on a vaccine, and they're also in stage three, and they had to shut down because a volunteer had some health issues. Again, they're not telling us exactly what those health issues are. We know that when, was it AstraZeneca was the first one, right, that had to shut down because that person, that was a female volunteer in her late 30s who developed some sort of neurological issue connected to her spine as part of that trial. So this is kind of like, we're 0-3 now. So I know that there are a lot of companies that are in the late stages of doing these trials, but now there are three major ones that are still on pause. So I don't know what the future looks like, but they need at least, they say about 8 million cases in the U.S. have been reported. That's, you know, people who have tested positive that we know of. There are probably other people, I'm sure many other people who never got a test or were asymptomatic. So they're going to need a lot of doses. So I wonder if eventually they'll have to just have multiple companies team up and make the doses, you know, once they get to that final confirmation stage.
Oof, what a world.
Yeah, I know.
So I stayed on Facebook for a minute or two just to kind of nose around. Sometimes I do while we're on the air. Most of the time I don't do it until we get off the air because I don't want to be distracted. So I saw that story about Singapore Airlines, what they're doing to feed people. And then I just sort of scrolled down a little bit. There's a picture of a cougar attacking somebody. This mountain lion and a cougar apparently stalked this person. And as it attacked this person, she turned around and took a picture of the cougar.
That's what
jumping.
I would do, right? I mean, if a cougar is about to bite my face off, I want to make sure I get a good
picture
of it first.
Yeah. That's kind of, that's like the guy who falls off the cliff because he wants a selfie on the edge of the cliff.
Did this person survive?
This is a story yet to be determined. I saw the picture and then there's no report after that. So what does that make you think? But how would it get posted if the person hadn't survived?
Maybe well, if the phone was maybe, if,
pick up the
you
phone?
Know, yeah, exactly. I don't know.
So here's some good news.
So dumb.
I suppose, yeah, people, it just is, it's incredible. Huh, it really is. Princeton University. This is interesting. Wonder what my daughter thinks about this. I'll have to ask her. I haven't talked to her since Sunday. The Princeton University Board has agreed to pay $1 million in back pay to professors, women, who have been on the staff that were not paid the same as men. Huh. This agreement follows a Labor Department report found in the last 10 years or so, 106 women in full professor positions were paid less than their male colleagues. You wouldn't get away with that in some of the in public universities, but Princeton's a private university. But what are they thinking? I mean, you don't think anybody's going to look and see, or they're not going to know a group of this caliber? What in the world? What are you thinking?
Well, just, and they may have gone off of their qualifications. We don't know. But if you've got...
If you get full professorship and you're on tenure...
Agreed. You, you should be making the same.
You're beyond... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Qualifications are important before you get tenured. But the Labor Department has been on this. I wonder about pay gaps elsewhere in the university level, if you will. I remember there was an issue here in Framingham about teacher pay back when I was teaching. Men were getting more money than women for doing the same job.
I don't think that happens anymore. I mean, you'd have to look at school districts, but it's just a set salary scale that's published.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
There have been some laws that have been put in place. I know in New Jersey, and I think maybe in New York too, they're not allowed this is a private university, so they can do what they want. But if you go to work for a government agency, they are not allowed to ask you what your previous salary was. And so that actually, that keeps everybody on the same pay grade, because companies and government agencies and whatever, they're all cheap. And so if they find out that you were making X, they're not going to pay you as much as someone else who maybe came in at a higher salary. And that is fundamentally one of the reasons for the pay gap between men and women, because if women start out at a lower salary, having to disclose what they made at their prior job keeps them at a lower salary compared to the men who were there. And men are, as we know, I mean, this is just statistically true, men are, you know, better at negotiating a higher entry salary for themselves. So there are a lot of things in place that, you know, that keep women in that pay gap. And so, I think it's commendable. Now, Princeton University is agreeing to this kicking and screaming. This is they're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. No. They actually reached this settlement so that they wouldn't have to say that they did anything wrong. And they've made it very clear in their statements, well, we're not admitting any guilt, but we're just going to pay everyone equally.
All right, a couple of books here. We got time for a couple of quick notes on books. Olivia, is it Troy? Is that how you pronounce her name? I figure Jennifer would
know. I don't
know
who this is. I don't know.
She's an ex-Pence aide who was there about 5 minutes and has written a book. Why am I
imagining
it?
They all do.
Oh, my God. Here's another one. Where did I see? There's another book somewhere. Joshua Powell, who's written a book called Inside the NRA. The NRA has blood on its hands. No, it doesn't. The guy who runs it does. It
should.
But the NRA, in terms of what it does and how it does it, that's the best example in my mind of the buck stopping here. It all flows uphill to his desk. And at that point, and he's been there, this guy's been, how long has this guy been running the NRA? Jennifer, you don't remember?
I have no idea.
My mind just...
You're talking about Wayne LaPierre, but
Wayne
I don't
LaPierre,
know.
Wayne LaPierre, right. Yeah. Long time. Since I was doing... I can remember interviewing him when I was in Cincinnati in the 80s. So he's been around at least that long, if not longer. And he just is like a... He's a despot. He should be running the Chinese government. He'd be good at that. Meanwhile...
He may be a crook, but why does he have blood on his hands? I don't understand that. Why does the NRA have blood on their hands?
Well, apparently what... this book points out as the ease of getting guns, people getting guns that shouldn't have them, the NRA supporting, the corruption, the greed, that's how he describes it, the paranoia.
I think this guy's wrong. The NRA supports responsible gun owners. That's
That's why I went to Wayne LaPierre, Frank. I think he's wrong about talking about the general membership in the NRA. I think this book should be about Wayne LaPierre, frankly. This guy was really, he's a bad dude. Oof. All right, 44, almost 45 after the hour. Don't forget our DJV download. Excerpts from some of the recent downloads focus on Eskimo pies. I don't know. I think about the discussion of plastic bottles. Actually, that was a pretty important discussion. Don't you think so, ladies? That would be something that people ought to listen to. How deadly plastic bottles are. I think that's a valuable conversation. Not that all of our conversations are not valuable, but some are more valuable than others. Like the Halloween costume discussion. It may have some value if you're going to buy a Halloween. People, actually, though, that was a big business before this year, buying, what, was $8 billion last year for Halloween? Yeah.
People spent a Wasn't lot it? Of money on Halloween. It's only yeah. second to Christmas.
DJV download every day, different excerpt, podcast, DJV download at djvshow.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with Laura Banks, and because she is as talented as she is in so many different areas, I tend to, at least for purposes of our discussions, stick with her astrological background and knowledge. She's very intuitive. So my question to you, my dear friend,
yes,
are we all ready for another retrograde?
Well, in Scorpio, thank you very little, because boy, oh boy, is that going to be an intense one. On the 13th of October.
I have been the last 2 days with me. I'm trying to put finishing touches on this deal that you know I'm working on the farm.
Yeah.
I think it comes about, but it's like a cliffhanger.
It's like walking through molasses.
Oh, my God. So is it, how is it?
I asked that a minute. It's missed calls. It's missed moments. It's, oh, my gosh, why didn't that happen today?
Well, it's people making up excuses for control, kind of, in my life. And this person, you know, I've got a way to fix the problem. And everybody agrees that the way to fix the problem is what we presented to this person. And he's been going back and forth on it for several weeks, enough to cause everything to come to pretty much a standstill.
So theoretically, how you feel about that is going to create how it occurs. And that's the hardest thing to get. But if we create our reality, we had that Hawaiian lady on a couple of weeks ago, if really what we think creates our world, then you have to choose right now. Number one, Mercury in Scorpio is totally at your benefit, because as a Scorpio, that gives you the power. So no matter what anybody else is saying, you know better than anyone. Right now, it's your glory time to really have clarity of thought, but you've got to not force the river. You've got to totally release it and be detached from outcome is when your outcome will occur. So, and with that Mars in retrograde, double whammy of theories and postulous thinking and moving and you know, pomp and running around, who knows? You've got to just know that it's a bit of a run around until it goes direct.
Right. Well, it's not a run around. Today is it.
November. Oh, today is it?
Today, we need the answer. We need to be moving on.
Well, it's still not retrograde, so you'll probably get an answer.
Oh,
we don't go retrograde till the 13th. Well, yeah, it's probably already retrograde influence.
Yeah. It's early. Don't retrograde start stronger and they sort of whimper off as you get to the end of the 13 or 14 days or whatever, however long it lasts?
I hadn't heard that, but I know that it's give or take a day. So we've got that to deal with. You've got Saturn in Capricorn, Jupiter in Capricorn, you know, creating a lot of these problems with the virus, with its Pluto influence. So at the same time, Capricorn's a great time to be building things. So in spite of what looks like nothing's happening, a lot is happening. And we're all going to come out of this like gangbusters. And I'd always said, you know, December 19th, when Saturn goes into Aquarius, we were going to start to see a shift. But I feel like I've overpromised because it's probably going to underdeliver. Yeah. I think we'll see, you know, strides. And innovation, but we're all going to be struggling through this virus, you know, for a long time.
This has nothing to do with the virus. This has to do
with
what's going on my farm. And in the middle of October, there are, I think we've got a number of things, right? But
it's a hard month for everybody. It's going to be a hard October.
Yeah, but still, it means, well, maybe when it comes to the right conclusion, it feels like it's worth the ride. Is that ever, or do you just think, why can't this be easy? That's what people
it's that when you're a power broker or a businessman, you want to look at the barriers of entry. Are you going to go into business and create the plan? I'm working with a man now. He's like, where are the barriers? And the barriers give you the gifts. You know, there are monks that want to get sick and ill because they know that's when they have their breakthroughs personally. And if we looked at this as a gift and all of this struggle as a gift and opportunity, there's no way we're not going to come out of this stronger. We will as a culture. And for you in your situation, with what you're in now, if you really trust that we're on this track and you're on an astrological track, you came in with karma, you bought into a chart that you own, your parents, your relationships, that how this will work out is exactly how it's meant to work out. And everything else is worry. You know, is that relationship going to work out? Is that business going to work out? If not, or better, you always say to yourself when you have a negative thought, is this the relationship? Is this the business? I bring this in, or better. So you're never limited.
Well, you're confronted the stress of everyday life, whether it's you're trying to put a deal together, you're trying to survive physically, you have emotional things that go on with you, it's all of that stuff, and it becomes a challenge. That's why I think people need to maybe get a little more information about their chart so they know how to navigate better. That's
when
why
I give them that, they can navigate. I just love giving people information.
How do they find you?
352-552-1243.
Why not? Right?
Why not?
Give it a shot. Laura Banks is here at 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.